This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A third person has declared their candidacy for mayor in La Crosse. Vicky Markison, who lost by just 205 votes in 2021's mayoral race to Mitch Reynolds, turned in her paperwork on Friday. Reynolds said he isn't running for re-election. Markison, a business consultant and former CEO of the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce, joins Shondell Washington Spivey and Ellie McLoon as the declared candidates for mayor. A primary will be held in February before the spring election on April 1st. It's the 26th year of the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train as it makes its way across North America. Today, people in central and western Wisconsin can enjoy lights and music as the holiday train rolls through the state. The first stops this afternoon will be in Portage and Wisconsin Dells before making its way through Mauston, Tomah, Sparta, and La Crosse this evening. The train will then make several stops in southeastern Minnesota tomorrow along the Wisconsin border, including La Crescent, Winona, Wabasha, and Hastings. You can see the schedule of stops on our website. The holiday train raises money for local charities and food banks and also brings awareness to food insecurity in area communities. It's free to attend each stop, but it's asked that people going to see the holiday train bring food or money donations to help stock local food pantries. Musical performers at the Wisconsin stops this year are Tierra Kennedy and The Lone Bellow. You can find out more information by visiting civicmedia.us or by visiting cpkr.com and tapping or clicking on Holiday Train. The La Crosse School District is changing up its daily structure for next school year. In addition to beginning the school year on August 21st, the district will have new hours. Elementary school days will be from 7:45 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Middle and high school days will run from 8:25 a.m. until 3:30 p.m., according to the district's website. In addition, there will be no more year-round schedules at two of the district's schools. The district said the earlier start date will help save over $200,000 in transportation costs. Gas prices continue to come down in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell again last week, dropping 5.2 cents per gallon for an average of 2.71. This is over 10 cents lower than a month ago and more than 11 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. You can find gas as cheap as 2.47 in Wisconsin, though the most expensive is 3.38. The average in the nation has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time in well over 3 years. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could potentially fall another 10 to 15 cents by Christmas.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices haven't changed over the past 6 weeks, averaging around $2.76 per gallon, which puts the Cooley region higher than the state average for the first time in 2 months. President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet continues to take shape, and one of the latest picks has a Wisconsin connection. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
A Milwaukee executive is heading to Washington. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Frank Bisignano, the CEO of Milwaukee-based Fiserv, to lead the Social Security Administration. In Trump's announcement, he praised Bisignano's record in transforming large corporations. Fiserv says they have a long-term succession plan in place.
Another Trump cabinet pick is former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy, who Trump has tabbed to head up the Department of Transportation. Wisconsin high school football coaches are proposing a drastic reform in how teams qualify for the playoffs. That comes just days after the WIAA admitted it made a mistake in setting this year's playoff field. Two schools, Madison West and Greenfield, were left out of the postseason after the WIAA incorrectly applied a tiebreaker. WIAA executive staff met in person with members of both schools to apologize. Now, the state's Football Coaches Association is proposing a whole new system for playoff qualification, citing a lack of transparency in the WIAA's computerized seating and selection process. The WFCA laid out its plan publicly on December 4th. Coaches will review the plan before voting on whether to forward it to the WIAA on December 13th. If the plan passes a coaches advisory committee, it could be up for a vote on adoption as soon as February at the WIAA's Board of Control meeting and be implemented in time for the 2025 high school football season. You can see the plan and learn more about it on our website. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks beat Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win, beating the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center, 118-113. After the game, Doc Rivers agreed his team got off to a slow start.
You know, it's funny. It felt like we played awful offense. We were shooting 57% at halftime. But we turned the ball over and gave up offensive rebounds. And they had a 10-shot shot cushion on us. Now, in the second half, we got to the foul line a lot, so it looked worse. But we only took 68 shots tonight, which is unheard of in a basketball game.
The Bucks host the Orlando Magic in an NBA Cup quarterfinal tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, Willie Adames agreeing to a 7-year contract with the San Francisco Giants over the weekend worth $182 million, the largest deal in that team's history. The 29-year-old shortstop played 4 years for the Brewers. NFL, Packers back at work in meetings and getting ready for a road trip to Seattle to play the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for 7 seasons from 2001 to 2008 on NBC and then 2 seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner, Bill Lawrence, will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the 6th most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. There's always a decision to be made on New Year's Eve as to where to watch the countdown or who to listen to. Variety reports that CNN has confirmed that Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen will host the network's New Year's Eve live event. Not a big surprise, really, as this will be their 8th year in a row hosting the event from Times Square. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and goes past midnight, or until you tell your kids it's midnight and put them to bed. Don't you hate it when you're trying to have a good old-fashioned fistfight and a Mariah Carey concert breaks out? Let's reverse that. Fans at a recent Mariah Carey concert got into a Donnybrook while she was singing her "All I Want for Christmas Is You" at the end of the show. A 20-second clip of the incident went viral and shows people how not to behave at a concert, how not to fight, and how not to frame yourself in a video. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy and breezier by later this afternoon. High will be in the low to mid 40s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, colder, with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.